When Joe Masseau and his wife were visiting the Plymouth area from Arizona a few years ago, they decided they liked it so much they would retire there. But then one summer day, Masseau sensed there was something in the wind, something bad.
6 months after we move here, bang, what's this smell? I says, I can't believe this. I mean, something is an accident. There's dead bodies somewhere.
It wasn't an accident or dead bodies. Instead, Masseau had discovered the noxious odor of sewage sludge imported from out of state to Soil Preparation Incorporated. The sludge is processed into a fertilizer, but not before going through an open-air drying process that produces a powerful stench. So powerful, says resident Linda Seavey, that it actually sticks to your clothes.
We work hard all winter long, and you enjoy a little bit of summertime, but when you can't put your clothes out on the clothesline because your clothes will smell like this sewer.
And at PJ's Childcare in Plymouth, Paula LeBlanc says the odors are so bad that she can't meet state standards that require her to let the children play outside.
The days that it smells, my students get sick. They cry, they whine, they plead me not to bring them out. And it's so sad because our students right now need to go outside. We have students fighting obesity, fighting all these things. They need to be active. They're little. They shouldn't have to deal with this.
Plymouth residents have been complaining to the State Department of Environmental Protection over the years when odors from soil prep reach levels that they say constitutes a nuisance. To assess nuisance odors, the state uses a measurement known as the N-butanol scale, starting with a general point of reference of 25 parts per million. It's an informal process that requires well-developed olfactory senses.
In fact, all noses are not created equal.
Paula Clark, the state director of the Division of Solid Waste Management for the DEP, says the department has to really work hard to find inspectors that have the right nose for the job, which involves assessing the ambient odor as compared to varying amounts of N-butanol contained in several bottles.
You would smell the N-butanol in the bottle, and you would compare it to what you're experiencing in the ambient air. When you find a match in terms of intensity, you would say, well, I think that the odor I'm smelling in terms of intensity is equal to the concentration in the number two jar.
It's an imperfect science, to be sure. And resident Danielle McGrath says that even when the DEP does investigate odor complaints, the inspectors don't always seem to be up to snuff.
He sat at the end of my driveway. We drove down, parked behind him, and I got out, I introduced myself, and he couldn't smell it.
And frustration is growing. The state is proposing a new N-butanol standard that increases the starting reference point from 25 parts per million to 150 parts per million. More than 200 residents have signed a petition calling for formal rulemaking on the new thresholds. They're also hoping that the company would follow through on plans to install a gasification process that soil prep officials say would virtually eliminate all odors. The company has the needed permits, but Ted Johnston, a lobbyist representing Soil Prep, says the firm will not invest millions in a new gasification process unless it can be assured that the state regulation standards are reasonable.
It's only been a couple months that they've had their permits. Meanwhile, the rules are still pending final adoption. Once they're adopted, we can go to our investors, we can go to the people that want to do this project, because they are committed to it, and say, okay, we can move forward because we can live with this.
Until then, Plymouth residents say they're holding their noses until the state can find a solution that they can live with. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.